The second half of the tshuva is not shaykh. He goes me'inyan le'inyan. And then he says, b'derech agav, he said, I had a suffix. An ebed kanani is chayv mitzvahs. Midei raisa. Yes, kedushas Yisrael. Yisrael b'mitzvahs. Learned the sugis in Perek HaChayilitz recently. How old? What is the age when an ebed kanani becomes bar mitzvah? So, you're at the bar mitzvah of an ebed kanani. But the question is, at what age does he become bar mitzvah? So he brings, with his incredible bekiyas, that the emes is, there were kadmonim that already discussed this. The Maratz Chiyus had a son whose name was Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes. He was a Rav in Brody, Brod. He wrote a sefer called Shailos HaTshuva Stei Yitzchak. And in his sefer, Shailos HaTshuva Stei Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes said that it's poshut to him that an Eved Kanani would become bar mitzvah when he turns 12 years old. Says why? Because an Eved Kanani is chayv mitzvah, is like a woman. And the whole makar that an Eved Kanani has mitzvahs is learned out lala me'isha. So he says if a woman is chayv and mitzvahs when she turns 12, lean nearer that an Eved Kanani would also be chayv and mitzvahs when he turns 12 years old. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Chaya said. He brings us a chiddush. Agav Urchi, the St. Peter Ruf said that Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Ashas, in Mesech is getting daf membeis, the same daf we quoted earlier, but not membeis amin aleph, membeis amin beis, he brings this b'shem chacham echad. And he says that even though he didn't say who the chacham echad was, I know it was Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes. You know how I know that? Because in one of the tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Engel, where he's being mefalful, Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes, he's handling this far. So he said it's in the shayos of tshuvas Tei Yitzchak, and I saw it in the tshuvas of Rabbi Yitzchak Engel, where the soil was, Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes, they were talking and learning, so here he brings the B'Shem Chacham Echad, for whatever reason, he didn't mention who it was. But it was Gilyonis on the side of Ashas, right? That's why it's called Gilyonis Ashas. So he didn't write on the side of the Gemara who it was, but I can tell you the rest of the story. The Chacham Echad was Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes. So it was Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes, and he said it's all Amisha. Now the emes is the Chiddush. The reason the Chiddush is because the Gemara says in Nida Memheim and Beis that the reason women become Bas Mitzvah when they're 12, and boys become bar mitzvah when they're 13 is because a girl has a bina yisera, right? Freyan have a bina yisera, and because of their bina yisera, they mature earlier. Shtei Snyrus come earlier, and it's for that reason they become bas mitzvah when they're earlier. Meaning, the reason a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 is not so much a din; it's more of a mitzios. Now we know that there's a big shaila in the Rishonim and Achronim whether you say lala meisha by mitzvahs that are tali and mitzios. For example, a woman doesn't have a mitzvah payas. Why? Because b'mitzias, she doesn't have the mitzvah payas, right? Like sakifu pas roichem, one mitzvah is telling the other mitzvah, hashchas hazokin. So would an eved kanani be allowed to shave with a razor? You'll tell me, oh, you know, it's only chayv mitzvahs like a woman, lo lo mi'isha. If a woman doesn't have an issa razor, so he shouldn't even have an issa razor. But it could be it's totally in a mitzias. And if it's totally in a mitzias, maybe it's going to be different. Doesn't eved have a mitzvah puruvu? Women are pata from puruvu. We're going to learn about that in the coming days. The Mishnah's right here, Barak Abal Yevimtai. But why does she not have the mitzvah puruvu? Because they're not benois kivush. Eved is a ben kivush. So if he's a ben kivush, maybe he would have the mitzvah approval. The point is, it being that it's totally in a mitzias, maybe based on that gemara, it might not be so posh. But that was Rabbi Yisrael Chayes' chiddush. His chiddush was that Eved Kanani becomes bar mitzvah not when he turns 13, he becomes bar mitzvah when he's 12. But he brings another chiddush that he saw in the Svarim. I'll read it inside. Ure'ezem matzasi b'sefer ha-nechmod. The sefer is called Halacha L'Moshe, Me'agoyin Rab Moshe Naiman Zatzal, Ben Hagoyin Rab Dovin Naiman Zatzal, Raivid de Presburg. And the sefer, he says, was Nitfas Bevina, in Vienna, in Tofresh Pei Gimel, in 1923. The sefer was written Alashas, for Yerushalmi, the Shailas Achuvas. And he says, in that sefer, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, he said, that you know when I think an Eved Kanani becomes Bar Mitzvah, I think he becomes bar mitzvah the same time a ben noyach becomes bar mitzvah. When does a ben noyach come bar mitzvah? So we've spoken out from the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer kama v'kama pa'amim. That Chassam Sofer says that a ben noyach becomes bar mitzvah as soon as his das matures. So as soon as his das is mavugar, as soon as he's mature enough, at that point he already becomes chayv mitzvahs. Now, for ben noyach, it's only in the shev mitzvahs ben noyach. But it's as soon as he comes old enough so that now his das is already in a mature state, that's when he's going to be chayv mitzvahs. Right, the Chassam Sofer said it to answer a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that ben noyach katan is potter from doing mitzvahs. The Rosh says that the fact that a person becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 is from the halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And the Rambam says that Bnei Noach don't have halachas l'moshe m'sinai. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer, right, this famous kasha, that how could the Rambam say that if a katan Bnei Noach is over one of the Shavuot mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he doesn't get punished? Aye, the whole godless is halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And the Rambam says Bnei Noach a potter from halachas l'moshe m'sinai. So the Chassam Sofer said that The only thing that's halacha l'moishe mi-Sinai is the age 13. But the concept of katan and gadol, that's common sense. That's svara. That has nothing to do with halacha l'moishe mi-Sinai. That avada ben noyach is going to have. He just doesn't have 13. So what does he have? Siddur Chasam Sofer says it's grace of chiddush. As soon as he's old enough and he's mature enough, at that point, he's already going to be chayv mitzvahs. So in this sefer, Rav Moshe Naiman, Sofsof Daivavais Bekever, said this gewaldige chiddush. He wanted to say that an Evet Kanani, as soon as he's mature, like the Chassayim brought raya, why he thought it was a tzushla. But the bottom line is he said two different opinions that I saw in Svarim. When an Eved Kanani becomes bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes in his Tshuvas with Rabbi Yosef Engel, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes in his Sefer Shail's Tshuvas that Yitzchak said, it's 12. Lola Meisha, it's when he turns 12. Whereas Rav Moshe Naiman said that it's once he's mevugar, once he develops a certain age of maturation. But one thing, said the St. Peter Ruh, that it comes out from both Shittas, that it's theoretically possible for a person to be bar mitzvah and then not be bar mitzvah. It's possible for someone to be chayiv in mitzvahs, b'kdushas Yisrael, nidai raisa, and then not be chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. How's it possible? You had an Eved Kanani. You had an Eved Kanani. Forget about a chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayim. He had a regular Eved Kanani. He turned 12 years old and made him a bar mitzvah. And then 3 weeks later, his bar mitzvah present was they freed him. You know what happened? He was chayiv in mitzvahs, and now that he was freed, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. You had someone, maybe when he was 9, he was already tzor v'zorkai egas v'noitloi. He was puta, he was already an intelligent person. He was chayiv in mitzvahs. I like tefillin. Oh, he's potter from tefillin, maybe because Lashua potter from tefillin. But he's chayiv in mitzvahs, right? He's chayiv in mitzvahs. And now all of a sudden, he was free. He's potter from mitzvahs. Says it's a doven noire, it comes out. It's shayich for someone to mamash go backwards. You could go from being chayiv in mitzvahs b'kedushas Yisrael to not being chayiv in mitzvahs. An unbelievable thing. So said the St. Peter, we have to do something with this, right? Like, what do you give such a nugget to the St. Peter, what's he going to do with this? So I found this very interesting. Vayaris kol kikar ayardein, right? He scans mamish, all the raid and all the grace of Shilas and kol atayra kula. And he says, two things I want to do with this. I want to answer Michas Chinuch's kasha with this, and I want to answer a haflos kasha with this. We'll mention the Michas Chinuch's kasha. He also mentions it that he's talked about this in other places. So obviously there's more. But just the Michas Chinuch's kasha that he answered. And that is Michas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf tezvav. So he asks a kasha. The Gemara says that if a katan brings a carbon, it doesn't have to do smicha. A katan doesn't have to do smicha on a carbon. Break the Michas Chinuch that he doesn't understand why you need a mir to tell me that a katan doesn't do smicha on a carbon. The only time a person does smicha on a carbon is if it's his carbon. The only way really to have a carbon is to be makdishit. A katan can't be makdishit. So if you can't be makdishit, where would it ever be negay for a katan to do smicha? This is the kash. Katan doesn't do smicha. You only do smicha on your carbon. A katan can't make something hektish. So if he can't make something hektish, where's it ever negay? So Michas Chinuch muches with this kasha. So to Michas Chinuch, it's telling the sugya muflus samachlish, which is a whole festa sugya. Then he says maybe we're yarshin it, but this is something Michas Chinuch muches. Zokta, St. Peter Ruv, I have a nafkamina. Nafkamina is where this katan was an Eved Kanani. And he was an Eved Kanani. He was already bar mitzvah because he turned 12 years old. And then he was makdish a carbon. And then his master freed him. Now that he freed him, he became a katan. But the hektish that he himself was makdish didn't go away. L'chayre, that hektish was still there. So it comes out he himself was makdish the carbon. Now, all of a sudden, he was freed. Because he was freed, so l'chayre, now he's a katan because he's not 13 yet. So if he's not 13, that's where it'd be negay. You have to tell me that a katan doesn't have a mitzvah of smicha. Either way, dvarim atikin, this was the shaila from a Perchas Hirschsprung. This was the tshuva that was written by the St. Peter Ruv Ayin Sham.